Welcome to Uncle Form Podcast. This is a 30-ish minute podcast created by Darius Watkins and Ryan Thomas. We are two black males discussing the intersections between faith and culture. So join us on this ride while we chop it up for the next 30-ish minutes. What's up? So if you're listening right now, you are listening to a two-part episode on Faith and Music. This is part two, where we simply just giving you guys our top five albums of the year. So if you want to listen to that 18 minutes of content, go ahead. But before you do that, go ahead and go back and listen to part one, please. Go back and listen. Let's get it. We are going to talk about our top five albums of the year. I'll start. My number five is, let me see, where is it? Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar.
I got it at two.
Two?
I got it at seven, then make my top five.
All right. Rude. Yeah, I feel like it was one of those albums. Man, we did a podcast on Get Out, the movie, and we talked about the alternate ending. Have you seen the alternate ending to Get Out?
He went to jail, right?
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, it would have been a great movie if that happened, probably super realistic, but it wouldn't have replay value because it was so traumatic, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of like what Kendrick Lamar's album was.
Yeah. For me, the whole thing, bro, like I said, going back to what I said earlier, like, I do not agree with his eternal views. I don't believe that, because the Holy Spirit is something we must receive. We must surrender to. I don't think the deity's in you. I don't think if you pray to this tree or chill by the water, then, you know, I am now oneness with God. And obviously God has created nature. I get people can find themselves being able to fellowship with the Lord within that nature, but I think he is making the creation, the idolatry, as opposed to God himself. So those things that he is talking about, I do not agree. I believe our salvation comes with Jesus Christ. However, just his take on stuff going on, like, in the world, and how he has went on about attacking those situations and stuff, and this vulnerability, how he's struggling with, he's not married, but like lust and texting other girls. And he has a true commitment to Whitney. I appreciate the vulnerability in there. Like we say in Christian hip hop, they're not going to talk about that at all. So I love the vulnerability of the album. I love how it was kind of like narrated as in like a theater type. And then I don't like Kodak, but I like how he was narrating the album and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, like I said, it was a good album. I don't think it's in his top three discography, but
no,
I like him a lot.
I mean,
it was five years.
5 years.
Five years.
If you don't count
Black Panther.
The Black Panther joint.
I mean, it's not his best album. Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is his best album, in my opinion. I'm like, you're not going to be able to recreate that, apparently. Who knows? But, I felt like the album was good, though.
What was your number five?
My number five from the OG, Lupe Fiasco, Drill Music and Zion. This joint is Lupe, right?
Yeah.
So Lupe is Lupe. It's a really relaxing album. Like, it's one of them joints you can listen to and just feel, like, very relaxed. It's got, like, a bunch of classical beats on it and, like, some blues-type sounds. And then, you know, Lupe's pen is crazy. So, like, that puts it into my top five.
Did it make your top five?
I didn't really give it a listen like that. And I love Lupe, man. Church and liquor stores and all that stuff. But I love Lupe, but I haven't given it a listen. So, if I probably did. I feel like with old school rappers, if you want to put him in that category, it's like, I feel like they don't advertise enough. It's kind of like, oh, it's here.
Right.
Yeah. It's up to us to find it. But New Age, they're pushing and pushing and pushing it. So I'm going to definitely give Lupe album a listen. But my five was From a Bird's Eye View by Cordae. And I think Cordae is one of those young rappers that actually be spitting. He's not like, I'm off the codeine or I'm doing all this and stuff. Like, he really spit. He's spitting, man. And
that's what's up. I have to check that out because I ain't even heard it. I ain't heard it at all.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, because I like his previous album, Lost Boy, did really well too.
Yeah, I like that album a lot. It didn't make my list, but like I feel like it had a lot of replay value. I feel like he was super versatile. Unlike a lot of like rappers his age, and I think people tend to forget like how young Cordae actually is and like what he's doing, like business wise, what he's doing musically, sonically. I'm a big fan of him, and he has some huge features too. Eminem. Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne was in there.
All kind of features. So, like, I like that album a lot.
Yeah.
My
five. Yeah.
All right, my four was four. My four was Kingdom Book One, Mav City and Kirk Franklin, and mainly because of the tour. Like, I thought that the tour was something super cool, because if you talk to anybody over the age of 37, they was like, I'm going to the Kirk Franklin tour. And if you talk to anybody under the age of 35, they was like, I'm going to the Mav City tour. And it, like, brought these two groups of people together who in most normal situations wouldn't be together in forms of worship. So I thought that was just dope. And, like, they recorded, I think, a lot of albums, like, in prisons. At least the videos were recorded in like, prisons and whatnot. So that was cool to see.
I did see a lot of people going to those concerts. I didn't partake in them. But I saw the impact that it had, though. And I think you make a great point in how it integrates the old crowd with the new crowd and making them one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my number three, by the way.
Okay, and, bet.
Super dope album. So my number four was Breezy by Chris Brown. Come on, Chris Brown. Come
on, like 30, wasn't it like 30-something songs on it?
Yeah, you know, Chris Brown has a deluxe version and a regular version, you know. And the deluxe had, like, man, 35 songs or something crazy like that. But, man. You know, Chris Brown is just, he's just the guy that knows how to make music. Any kind of music you want to hear, he can make it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of good features on that album, too.
I feel like if it's not an artist I'm, like, love, like, that 30 songs going to be, like, exhausting.
Yeah,
and I don't like, and I look at albums like movies. Like, I would never watch a movie like "Dang, it's good." I'm gonna pause and come back to it later. I gotta finish it right there.
Oh,
if it's 30, I gotta commit to it. You know, and
you a binge listener.
Yeah, because like I said, the artists I listen to, they're telling a full story throughout the album. Like I said, with a movie, I would never pause a movie halfway and be like, "I'm gonna go play basketball real quick and come back and watch." I want to finish the movie. You know. So anyways, at my four, I had the Forever Story by JID. And that dropped probably like 3 or 4, maybe last week or so.
I was like, you put me on.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you.
He ain't dropped in a while either, too. I don't know if that's like a Dreamville TD thing. Like, that ain't y'all contract down to drop every minimum 3 years. It's like, bro, that's annoying. Yeah. But Jay came out here with some power, man. And he's one of those guys, like, if you listen to him, you gotta be reading Rap Genius at the same time. And I like that. I enjoy that, bro. Like, I enjoy finding the underlining lines in music or, like, in the story. Like, the song on there, favorite song on there is Cody Blue 31. And he's talking about his family's friend who just, their son just died. And how he's encouraging him to just keep pushing on and keep pushing on throughout the circumstance. Bro, I love it. I love that song. I love that album, man. It was a good album.
Yeah, and this probably going to be controversial. That album shocked me. Like, that album shocked me. I didn't know that his pen was that tight. And truth be told, that was the number one album that I listened to this year. Like, I put it number one. He's like, the things that he was talking about at the age of, what is he, 32?
No.
Yeah, I think he's 32. Young. He was born in 90.
No, Jit younger than that, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry that hurt your feelings. He was born in 90.
you blew his mind.
Oh, shit.
Look it up real quick. You looking it up?
Oh, I'm tripping. I'm thinking, because I'm already ahead. I'm thinking Joey. Joey's like 28.
But like, I love that album. I thought there was no skips, and I respect that album because he didn't use a J. Cole feature, even though he signed to Dreamville. And And I feel like that's like kind of cheat code when you sign to Dreamville, to put J. Cole on there because you know you're gonna get plays. But it's
a lot of those guys didn't. One of my honorable mentions, and he didn't make my top 10, but Luke, his Gold Mouth, I think he maybe had like some melodies from Cole, but he didn't have like a true feature. All those guys probably trying to see if they can swim without sinking.
Yeah. But I enjoyed that album a lot, though. No cap.
Real good album. My Brother Them, that song, Survivor, bro, that's a good album.
Yeah.
So I think we got the same three, Jerm, actually. 2000 by Joey Badass.
No, my Joey was one for me.
Joey Bad, man. Call him Joey Bad.
Joey was one for me, bro, because I love how he gave 2000 a nod to 1999.
Yeah.
It's not a sequel, bro. It's a nod to it.
That was my number six. Fire.
Wrong spot.
It was fire.
It's too low.
but that was your number one. So what was your number three?
My number three was A Few Good Things by Saba, which is, I don't know if y'all know who Saba is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I talked about him last time.
Yeah, I feel like Saab has not missed on an album.
Where's he from, by the way?
Chicago, but he's independent, okay. So he doesn't have like anything to push it. But like, I just love music so much, and like when he came out with not Food and Liquor Store, that's what's his name. He came out, I forgot what his first album was, but Bucket List. I was like, bro, this dude's a dog. And then he came out with I forgot the next album. I'm like, this dude really is not missing on an album. If you really take the time to listen to it, man. My one buddy, it's my homeboy, his name's Tyrell. Tyrell needs to learn how to sit down to listen to music. But Tyrell has good taste on music. But like, he rushed that album. He said it wasn't good. He went back and listened to it. And he said he was mad at himself for saying that the album wasn't good when it was really good. A few good things was my three.
All right, Ryan, what's your two?
Yeah, my two was Tobin the Wigway Moments. Obviously, Tobin the Wigway is just, that dude is just crazy with the way he puts production together. So the production alone of the album. And then on top of it, you know, lyrically, dude just goes crazy. So yeah, you know, shout out Toby. We got to get Toby on the podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we know you listen weekly, man. So
we know you listening, Toby. We know you listening.
Yeah, man. That was actually my number two as well. I thought that the album was crazy. He had Costa Contra, Pharrell. He had Damian Lillard on that thing. He had who else did he have on there? Chameleonaire. He had 2 Chainz, Royce da 5'9", Foggy Raw. CeeLo Green. And OG. Of course David Michael White. So like that album was crazy though, and it just shows like the progression that he's made over time and how many people have really been paying attention. And he did it all independently as well, so it's like it's kind of crazy, especially like coming from a Christian lens. I was super impressed by this album.
And
like and what say your two was?
Yeah, I mean, we already talked Miss Morale, the Big Steppers, man.
Yeah.
It's something too about Kendrick, man. His intros really make you say like, "Dang, I'm locked in." That make or break an album for real. It's like, how are you leading me into your album? And like, that's why I said Good Kid is so good, because he set the story, man. I met her at the house party of Elsa, bro. Like, he set the story. He just consistently does that on his albums.
You know what? I'm kind of panicking because I think I know what your number one is, and it's freaking me out. I hope it's not what it is.
He already said number one.
Oh, you already said it.
What do you think it is?
I thought it was Donda 2. But you,
absolutely not. No.
Okay, cool.
Only song I like off Donda was because I my favorite rappers ever are Kendrick and Cole, but I think the best rapper ever, in my opinion, is Andre 3000. So I only listened to his song that was on there that he's featured.
Gotcha. On that album. Okay. Yeah. Number one for me, Jack Harlow, Come Home. This album. Jeremy got up and walked away. Listen, I talk to the people myself. All right? I talk to the people by myself. Both of y'all didn't got up and walked away.
Let me tell you
why I like this album, right? I actually didn't think that Jack Harlow's album was going to be hard. These guys are haters. People showing trash cans, all types of stuff. It's okay. I'll tell you though, Jack Harlow's sound and his style reminds me of a 2010 Drake. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I don't.
His lyricism is great. You know, he had Pharrell on this album as well. You know what I'm saying? He had a little bit of Drake on there, Lil Wayne on there. You know, and dude is actually nice. I found myself listening to every song and like really saying, yo, I'm going to have to pull a few of these for my personal playlist, bro. Amazing album.
You remember in the beginning you said send all your emails to me?
Yo,
didn't make neither one of y'all top 10? That's crazy.
It didn't make my top 20.
You don't even have a stream.
Oh, man. Y'all are wild.
The thing I love about Jack Harlow, I love Jack Harlow as a person. He is hilarious. If he came out with a TV show, I would watch Jack Harlow TV show every single day. That dude is funny.
Yo, his little single he came out with, Glamorous or whatever, that was the worst song on the album to me.
First Class? You know?
First Class, yeah. I was like, this one ain't even like popping like the rest of them.
I say Jack Harlow does flow well, but I don't think he got like a crazy pen or nothing like that.
I cannot believe what you just said.
That hurt my feelings.
It is what it is, man. Send all your hate mail to Darius.
He said, you know, he said to me, Hey, you better not say this your number one. He thinking it's Donda. You better not say Jack Harlow.
Hey, man. I know some people out there agree with me, man. Jack Harlow, he surprised me.
But you and the other four people that agree that's one, y'all go hang out together.
Man, I promise you, if somebody agree with you, they got a polo on, they got some khaki shorts on, some long Nike socks.
They probably somewhere in the suburbs.
Yeah,
this is stereotyping. Y'all stereotyping.
Kyrieville is rocking with you, man. Kyrieville loves it, man.
This how they did Logic. This is the same way they did Logic, man. Y'all got to let the white people
live. You like Logic new album that came out? Vinyls?
I haven't actually listened to it all the way through, so I can't say.
Yeah,
it's crazy because Logic one of the rappers who really good, but it's just like he ain't moving me all the time.
But Jeremy, man, we appreciate you being on the podcast. Obviously, you got a lot of content and stuff coming out. How can people find that content?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter, GDay85. Mm-hmm. And I got a YouTube page. You either type in UConn85 or just type in my name, Jeremy Davis, and you better find my YouTube page.
Cool.
That's real. Definitely appreciate having you on, bro. And thank you for your insight, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though you dead wrong about Jack Harlow, you know what I'm saying?
I am dead right.
Man, we're not gonna let you slide.
Making that comment.
Yeah, man. That's...
Oh, one more thing. One last thing too.
No,
I used to call Drake the light skinned legend, but after his last album, he was demoted to number two.
Oh yeah.
And Steph Curry got bumped up to number one. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to say that when we was talking about music, Drake, we was rooting for you. You let us down, bro. Just want to let you know that. I know you're listening.
He was just bored.
Yeah, man. I know you laughing. I know you laughing straight to the bank, bro. So it is what it is.
He rich. That's his only W.
Yeah. So hey, either way, man, we really do appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully, you found it insightful. Not only learn about music and how we view it, but also learn about sports. So if you listen this long, you are a real one. You are a real one, man. If you listen for this long, you are a real one. And text me ICDC College. That's the discount code, ICDC College. And I got a prize for you. It's going to be a Jack Harlow album because they all in the trash can. Won't be hard to find. But
Jack, we're going to support you, Jack.
That's Cap.
Who's we?
Yeah, this must be friends or something like that. I don't know what's going on, man. The Cap on this app. But for Uncle Fun Podcast, man, I'm Darius Watkins.
Yep, I'm Ryan Thomas.
Hey, and he wrong.
Nope.